Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this episode is going to be about comedy. I genuinely am doing word association with episodes at this point, so I was a little bit worried when this was the words that came to me first when I googled 43, because I don't really know how comedy and poetry link. Do I do poems that are comedic? Do I do poems that are about comedy? But I just sort of dove straight in, did some research, and I found some ones that I like. So we'll see how this goes. Anyway, here we go. Our first poem is Comedy with Flutes by Patricia Spears Jones. Enough of this foolishness. Caution gone, she opined, we need a comedy with flutes. Melody, the rise and fall of voices, sweet or discordant. Matters what to singing, the tune of it all. These drums been beating for ages and we can't decipher the signals. Once the drum became a machine, the ghost in the skins was lost. Give us the tickle but not the slap. We need that cheer, the bombs making men rich, depress the spirit, cauterize souls, weaken verve. We need our nerve back. Rosanne Roland Kirk, return with your many windy woods, lift our souls up and out of this brutal banality. There the not-so-young woman speaking, sotto voce, telling truth, and when she does, the belly aches as you see her sitting on the edge of wisdom. Playing her changes even as the drum beats mechanize. The voice is our greatest magic. Listen for the hard crunch of fun, of fighting back. Hear her lash the brutes with verbs. So this poem is obviously about music. It uses several music terms. It mentions Roland Clark, who's a saxophonist and a jazz musician. And I think there's something really amusing to me, and this is not one of those examples of like a poem that is comedic. I think it talks about bringing back a certain spirit that I think, like, the title Comedy of Flutes is meant to imply a sort of like a reinvigoration of energy within this song. Like, I got to the last line for my first three read through, hear her lash the brute with verbs, and I was like, oh, this is talking about, like, that sort of relationship between a person telling a joke and the person the joke is about. But I was also thinking about the way in which music empowers people. I was thinking about this in a way that I was sort of, like, just rotating the same thought around in my brain, which is, isn't it interesting that so much life and laughter and joy can be drawn from music? And isn't it just so interesting? It's not a long poem, but it is like one that has a lot of heart, and I really enjoy it for that. And again, Comedy with Flutes is just something that's so amusing to me. Like, I'm imagining going to, like, an improv show, and there's a flautist, is that what you call a person who plays a flute? But, like, just sitting there as the whole thing goes on just brings me great joy to imagine. And I think there is a joy in comedy that could also be found in music. So I'm keeping this one in here because I think it's fun and I wanted to talk about it. And it's got comedy in the title, and as I've previously said, does what it says on the tin. It's pretty good for picking the theme of picking a poem based on the theme of an episode. Okay, so the next poem is Situation Comedy by Henry Collette. Grandma arrives first, of course, in her chromium wheelchair, her hat on, her one leg tapping, Mary Baker Eddy, she tells us, has preserved her. An Uncle Lee prospector who finds nothing, ever, but a few rocks, rocks that glow under black light, worthless and beautiful. And then my mother-in-law, who hated Adlai's shrewd eyes, who hates Kennedy's hairdo, the crazy quilt mantle of the Republic offends her. Hangdog, my father-in-law and I will wash dishes, and plate by plate argue. He's 132 Indian. He wants to blow the world up. Later, flatulent, stunned, we'll all watch TV, and hearing the laugh track, those tracks are 30 years old, we'll laugh as the dead laugh. I think what's fun about this one is each of these characters described very much feel like they could be characters found in a comic, like in a sitcom, and it's talking about them watching sitcoms in the final stanza, because it's talking about them, like the canned laugh track that you hear in a lot of sitcoms. And like maybe originally they were audience members, but most of the time now they're not. And just the idea that we are all laughing the same laugh that people who died long ago laughed. I mean, not long ago, like 30 years, but still, like, the idea of that comedy still being within us. And the reason situational comedy is so funny to a lot of people is because it's so real. And there is that reality in it of, like, oh, this is something I empathise with, and it's funny to see this situation happen to someone else. But also, like, it's a lot of exaggeration on an already existing thing. Like, the trope of the mother-in-law who hates everything. And, like, just, like, that being exaggerated in a sitcom. But it's something that everyone can sort of, like, rally around, because it is supposed to be a representation of most people's lives, so that it can be appealing to most people. Yeah, I just think it's so interesting to have, like, these different archetypes of people who are very different, but all, like, one family. It's an interesting poem that, like, addresses each of these things, and it's just fun. Alright, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you all for coming into the tavern today, I really appreciate it. Next week's episode is all going to be about Rome. Episode 44 is about Rome. I think the first time I've done a city. We're getting, like, to the point where I have to double check things before I start a new episode, because I'm like, did I already do that? But I think we've only been doing themes long enough that, like, I think if I'd done Rome, I'd remember. So I'll see you next week when you come in and I talk to you about Rome. Bye.